Hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, involves forcing a high-pressure mix of water and chemicals underground to release natural gas trapped in the rock. The environmental effects of fracking are the subject of ongoing debate. Attorney General Roy Cooper believes fracking would also be a minefield for property owners in North Carolina.
Because a lot of times the oil and gas companies are going to know so much more about this situation, and the landowners generally may not know all of that. So we want to make sure there are proper disclosures, proper information, and proper protections for consumers.
For example, Cooper says landowners should get 30 days to review the terms of a drilling lease and be able to cancel it without penalty. Landowners may not realize that allowing fracking on their property could violate the terms of a mortgage and make refinancing difficult. Cooper thinks oil and gas companies should have to get permission from a landowner's bank before pursuing a mineral rights lease. He also wants to require gas well operators to compensate landowners for damages to property and water supplies.
Our laws really aren't geared to this type of exploration into our property. It's important that North Carolina not deal with it after the fact.
The reason North Carolina's laws aren't set up to regulate fracking is because there's no oil and gas exploration happening here. After months of study, the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources has determined the state's likeliest fracking spot would be a shale rock formation primarily in Moore, Lee, and Chatham counties in the central part of the state. But the department's Robin Smith says we don't know much about the natural gas that companies might find if they drilled there.
The question is there enough? Is it of high enough quality to actually attract a commercial industry?
The study from the Department of Environment and Natural Resources concludes that if fracking does come to North Carolina, it probably won't be for a couple of decades. The state is not on the natural gas industry's list of priority regions for fracking through 2035. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.